This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Under the overall subject heading of how are we doing negotiating this pandemic, what's going to happen with kids and school is among the most pressing of this moment. The Los Angeles Unified School District, the second biggest in the country, is not going to open campuses this fall. Same thing down the coast in San Diego. Together, that's more than 800,000 students, just two of dozens, probably hundreds of districts trying to work a really difficult problem with really significant implications. Because a lot of households have two parents working from home right now, but moms are bearing the brunt of kid duty, and that could have professional ramifications down the line. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
From her New Jersey house, Karen Sachs runs a startup that helps women commercial photographers find gigs. But she spends a lot of her day now trying to escape her two young boys.
I'm hiding in a room in my house, hoping that my children do not come and find me.
Though her husband is also working from home, only mommy will do when the kids are hungry or hurt or fighting.
It's me who they come to. It's my door that they open.
Like many moms, she's been left with fewer hours and less energy to focus on her own work. A new analysis of federal data co-authored by Caitlin Collins at Washington University in St. Louis finds mothers have scaled back their work hours during the pandemic 4 to 5 times more than fathers in heterosexual households where both parents are working from home.
And so it really is in these everyday small interactions that we see gender inequality playing out in the labor force.
They could be more vulnerable to layoffs, less likely to be promoted, and paid less than male or childless peers.
And that does just continue to perpetuate inequality at work and at home.
Bridget Schulte is the director of the Better Life Lab at New America. She says moms have long shouldered the bulk of unpaid labor at home, even as the majority work full time. That often leads to a vicious cycle of pursuing less demanding careers, receiving lower pay, and then continuing to sacrifice work to accommodate a higher earning spouse.
Because if that earner loses benefits or loses pay or loses their job, you don't have much of a safety net.
It's just one more way the pandemic has turned out to be less the great leveler, more the great amplifier of existing inequities. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.